while he was down here, and then I don't know how what length of time he was here before they married, but then after they married, well then I don't know, finally he went into business for himself and ran a store over for quite a number of years here. And then
what kind of store, General?
Well, he had a men's store.
Uh-huh.
And it had tailor-made haberdasher and tailor-made clothes. He had tailors that,
yes,
and of course he had also had ready-made suits, but it was just strictly a men's store. And yeah, he was in that for a long time. And then, oh, back during the Depression when things got so rough, while he just closed the store out and went, we had a home. Well, it was on West 2nd. Now, y'all live out in just the other end of town. But it was on West 2nd. And, of course, out in this area where we are now, it wasn't anything but just woods out in this part of town.
Yeah.
Of course, this country club is at the end of this street. It was out here in just one or two houses. And what few houses there were was on Cherry Street here. And you got off of Cherry, it was just... Yeah. Everything was woods off of Cherry Street. Of course, this was a street here. This one street was... through here, but we're just a house or two on this street.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know, she was saying that some things we used to do, of course at the time when we were in high school, they had the high school fraternities and things back, and then like they have in the college fraternities. Now, I don't know, there was three of them here, I think, Delta Sig and Kappa Alpha Phi and TKO.
Mm-hmm.
And they had a lot of dances on during football season and everything. They'd have a dance after every football game on Friday nights, because football games were mostly on Friday. Yeah. Well, they weren't start part of the time. There was a lot of them on Saturday.
Till
they got to having lights, because originally, you know, there was no lights to start off with. It was, all the football games were on Saturday, and then later on, after they did start having lights, well, they had them on Friday nights. But
I was going to ask you about your grandfather and grandmother on your father's side. Did they ever come down here, or did you know them?
No, I never did even know them. My dad went back up there a time or two, and I think he always intended to take us up there, but we never did go up there. I never did ever meet him. And I think he lived to be about 100 years old, my grandfather on my father's side. But I never did know him, Mom.
Were they farmers, or...?
No, he ran a livery stable or something there, and of course at that time it was all horses and things, you know. That was back in his day. It was before the time of even cars, and that's what he was. He had this livery stable, and that's about all I know about him.
I understand horses are still pretty popular around here.
Yes, a lot of people. They have these saddle clubs and things, and
there's evidently an old blacksmith in town or someone that I...
Yeah, there's a few people around here that, you know, well, I mean, it's one or two that, it's not a great many of them, but it is one or two of them that do horseshoeing and all, because they got to with the people with their horses.
Yeah. Can you tell me a little about your folks' education on your father's side? Did your father...
I think he went through about the eighth grade. He didn't even graduate from high school. Came down and went to work when he was just a young man, just out of the eighth grade. But mother, of course, she, to start off with, she had, what do you call it when you have I can't even say the word, though.
Master's?
No, in your home.
A tutor.
No, governess. She had a governess in the home, and I don't think she even went out to, you know, private or public school or anything until she went off, and then she went to Belmont over in Tennessee when she went off to school.
Yeah.
Ward Belmont. I mean, you may have heard of that. I don't know whether you
have. Yes, sir. I've heard of that school.